Since February 2nd, there's been a lot of reporting on coal ash. February 2nd is the day a Duke Energy coal ash pond failed. As a result, 30,000 tons of waste spilled into the Dan River. The spill ignited more scrutiny of how Duke and environmental regulators deal with this toxic byproduct of burning coal and how much of it ends up in our waterways. There are also plans to move coal ash away from Charlotte's primary drinking water. And in covering this story, we've even learned about a poison out of an Agatha Christie novel. All these updates can be hard to keep up with. Just ask WFAE's Ben Bradford, who's been on the coal ash beat. He joins us now. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Kevin.
Let me ask you a general question first. Since the Dan River spill, it feels like we've had near weekly revelations about new problems.
Yeah, it really does. I think the reason for that is that after the spill, the state sent a team of inspectors to every one of Duke's coal plants, as opposed to one inspector going every couple of years. So combined with that and investigations by environmental groups, it's led to discoveries of all kinds of problems. In fact, one state official told me once they started looking, they found a house of cards.
What are some of those problems they found?
A rusted out pipe leaking wastewater at the Cliffside Power Plant that's on the border of Cleveland and Rutherford counties. Duke pumping 61 million gallons of ash pond water into a tributary of the Cape Fear River, followed by a 60-foot crack in a wall of the pumped ash pond. Friday afternoon, the state reported finding high levels of thallium in water at Cliffside and the Asheville plant.
And thallium is the Agatha Christie poison I talked about.
Right. It's a famous poison and the murder weapon in one of her novels. It's also one of many heavy metals that can be found in coal ash, along with arsenic, lead, selenium, and so forth. State regulators say it's appearing in too high levels in groundwater near the plants, although the nearby rivers and drinking water are still fine. Really, it's another indication of what we already knew, that the ponds are made of earth and the water leaks into the ground. I mean, they're designed to do that.
Okay, in response to these findings, the state has begun to issue notices of violation. What are those?
Yeah, think of it like a ticket for a broken taillight. So Duke has to fix the taillight and possibly pay a fine, or it can contest it. The state's issued 8 of these, and most commonly for what it says are unauthorized discharges, basically places where Duke is letting out polluted water where it doesn't have a specific permit. State regulators have known about and overlooked a lot of these, but now they want permits so they have tighter oversight. And, you know, that signals a major change. Basically, the ash ponds have been allowed to leak into public waterways for decades, and the idea was that the amounts are small enough to be safely diluted by larger water bodies. And that may sound terrifying. If you think about it, it's the same thing we do to our air, right? Car exhaust is poisonous by itself, but we breathe it all the time in our atmosphere. The question regulators have to answer is, what is a safe level?
All right. State regulators are suing Duke. How does that factor into it?
Yeah. So the state entered into a series of lawsuits, actually, against Duke last year for these ash ponds leaking at all of their coal plants across the state. Now, that had the effect of blocking planned lawsuits from environmental groups under the Clean Water Act. And then the state quickly proposed a settlement that didn't require stopping the leaks. So this is where environmental groups accuse state officials and Duke of having too cozy a relationship. After the spill, the state changed course, and it's asking Duke for plans to clean up the ponds, and last week it pulled that settlement entirely.
So that sounds like regulators are cracking down.
Which has started to cause some friction between regulators and the company. Duke has denied any wrongdoing in court at the ash ponds, and they're disputing most of these tickets the state has issued. I've actually never heard a Duke spokesperson sound more frustrated, and I think that's because things that have been allowed for years are now being considered violations. Now, at the same time, environmental groups think tickets aren't a strong enough response.
Okay, so what do those groups want?
Well, they want Duke to be forced to remove the ash from the ponds and put them into lined landfills away from rivers and other water bodies. And this is where it gets complicated. So those environmental groups have a separate lawsuit against state regulators where they're arguing the law requires those regulators to stop the leaks immediately. And they won. The judge in the case agreed last month. Duke has appealed the decision, but so have state regulators. So on one hand, regulators are cracking down, and on the other, they're appealing a decision that says they have to crack down.
Ben, it sounds kind of like a three-way battle between Duke, state regulators, and environmental groups, and they're all fighting each other.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, very quickly, in addition to the lawsuits, there is some movement towards stopping the ash pond leaks. What is it?
So Duke has its own review team looking at how it handles the ash and has told the state it will remove a few ponds. And that includes at the Dan River and one from Asheville. It would give the coal ash from the plant at Mountain Island Lake to Charlotte Douglas Airport for landfill. We've covered that. And it would take the water out of the others over the next 3 years. So that was all in a three-page letter from Duke to the governor and state environmental officials. And the state responded back pretty sharply, saying that was not enough information.
It costs millions of dollars to take those steps. Who will be on the hook for the bill?
Duke says that's up to the North Carolina Utilities Commission, which has to approve any rate increases, which is a fancy way of saying that Duke thinks ratepayers should pay for moving the ash ponds as part of its normal cost of doing business.
All right. WFAE's Ben Bradford. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.